Oh, hello, welcome, welcome, good morning, good evening to our class today, our second class. It's a beautiful day out there, and let's wait a moment until everybody joins, and then we'll start with the program today. I hope everybody enjoyed the first class and you've done some practicing, and if there's some issues with the audio, just let me know, but I think everything is good. Looks good here. Okay, welcome, welcome. Let's have everybody move into the call today. So, we're going to do, we're going to work with grounding, aligning, and connecting today. We will be speaking about more about prana, and we will do a few zikrs today, which is a chant that helps us to become one with source in a very direct way. So welcome everybody, still people coming in. Okay, good morning, good morning. So let's give it another moment before we start. Okay, welcome, welcome. All right. So as usual, I would like to start with a prayer and alignment and so forth. And I will speak more about the details and the technicalities of everything. So this the entire course is really based on you absorbing yourself or your true nature. And at the same time, I will explain sort of the technology or the mechanics behind things, why we do certain things, or what, you know, what happens, you know, behind the language of a prayer, or why do we even ground? We're going to talk about that. And so really so that we understand things better. It's so there's this really nice balance of the artistry of healing and the love of that, and the intuition, but also the science behind everything. So, yeah, it looks like quite a lot of people are here today, and let's start. I will start with a prayer today of the great Inayat Khan, who was an Indian Sufi from India, and this is in English. And as we are, let me say a few more things before I speak this prayer, is that we are really in a process of moving from a 3D consciousness through 4D into 5D consciousness, and of course beyond. But that's basically happening collectively. So everything that we have at hand are basically things from the times before, every prayer that is basically historic or has been used is from the time when the language was formed in a dualistic way. So I'd like to adjust and also bring up to speed and transform imprints within you that you know got imprinted in this dualistic polarized way, and bring that up to speed into a 5D consciousness, or in other words, into the place where you know God is not without, but God is within, that is your inner essence, your pure potential. So as I'm speaking the words, I will also be transmitting, you could say, I will transmit the devotional aspect that comes from the dualistic relationship way that we have a relationship with Source, but at the same time also transmit the understanding that there's just unity consciousness. Okay, so let's start. Just listen and receive the frequencies. There's a part in this prayer where we're going to be something active. We're actually going to put our palms facing forward, and they're sort of you know, next to your, you know, if you just, let's say you take your hands up and face them forward, your palms, and your hands are pretty much between, you could say, the height of your earlobes and the shoulders. Like when you just kind of angle your arms up and you just kind of, it's like beaming light forward. We're going to do that at some point. And so you have your fingertips pointing upwards and you're very comfortable. Have your elbow just kind of resting against your chest. So very simple, very natural. So I'll tell you when to do that. So let's start. Towards the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Most gracious Lord, Master, Messiah, Savior of humanity, we greet thee with all humility. Thou art the first cause and the last effect of the divine light and the spirit of guidance, Alpha and Omega. Thy light is in all forms, thy love in all beings. In a loving mother, in a kind father, in an innocent child, in a helpful friend, in an inspiring teacher. Allow us to recognize thee in all thy holy names and forms, as Rama, as Krishna, as Shiva, as Buddha. Let us know thee as Abraham, as Solomon, as Zarathustra, as Moses, as Jesus, as Muhammad, and in many other names and forms known and unknown to the world. We adore thy past, the present deeply enlightens our being, and we look for thy blessing in the future. O Messenger, Christ, Nabi, the Rasul of God, though whose heart constantly reaches upward, though comest on earth with a message, as a dove from above when Dharma decays, and speakest the word that is put into thy mouth, as the light filleth the crescent moon. Let the star of the divine light shining in thy heart be reflected in the hearts of thy devotees. May the message of God reach far and wide, illuminating and making the whole humanity as one single family in the parenthood of God. Amen. So you can put your palms up now. Some more people have come on. So just put your palms up next to your shoulders. Like it's almost like you're close to your shoulders, angle your arms upwards. Your elbows are sort of resting, just totally relax against your chest. Fingertips are pointing upwards next to your sort of, you could say, your neck. And palms are forward. And we're going to repeat 11 times while you're doing this. This word, pour upon us thy love and thy light. We're going to start with One. Pour upon us thy love and thy light. 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 And just hold it for a moment and notice the energy is starting to come down into your crown chakra. Your fingertips are just like antennas. And you're receiving the downpouring. And just relax. Your eyes might flicker. You can take your hands down. So as you can see in this very old prayer, it is a conglomerate of different, you could say, humanities traditions that contain the understanding that we are not quite fully embodied, and that we are needing more wholeness, more healing, more alignment, more light, more realization. And by opening the heart to something greater, we are naturally becoming that. As we are healing, we are also becoming the healer. Now, the Sufi tradition is very, very old, and it's a shamanic process. Shamanic means it's not in the head, but it's actually literally, just think of Native Americans dancing and singing, drumming. Think of shamans in Siberia. The voice is penetrating your body in a certain way. It's very physical. Sufism existed long before all religions and is found in all, but is dominantly using the Islamic rapping. So many of the zikrs are in the Arabic language, and I think it's because the Arabic language is very physical and might also be very surely historic and so forth. But nonetheless, it is a very physical process. When we do zikr, which is the word for what we maybe, you know, the word mantra, chanting mantras, is a bit of a different process than doing zikr. We're going to do a few today, and they are done very physical. You become sensitive to your energetic field. Your heart is sensing into the space around you and penetrating into the shadows. In the first class, we talked about the stations of the ego. And there's also a question like, how do we really, you know, become more and more refined? And there's so many, many ways. We're doing this right now by, for example, today doing a zikr where we actually are, what's said in Sufism, we walk back to source, to God. There's a walking. So it sounds like we went, think of this big sun. We moved out of this light, out of the source. We turned our back to the sun. We turned and we walked away from the sun into more and more darkness, brighter towards the sun, right? You're looking into the shadow away, and, you know, and you basically walk away from source. Sufism asks you to turn around and to walk back. So it's not a thinking, it's not a believing, it's not an imagining. It is an active process of your entire body, energetic system, body, mind, soul, spirit, everything, turning around and walking back. So in that process, it's very holistic and it's very powerful. This is why I also work with this in my school here. So we're actually doing a direct transformation with each zikr, and instead of putting something, you know, seeding something and then waiting and letting time pass and then you see the seed sprouting. It's not like that. It's actually immediate. So before we actually do some of that, I'd like to speak first of grounding, because there's different aspects. This this prayer was grounding, it was aligning and connecting. And so let's talk a little bit about grounding. Why is it so important when healing yourself and others? And just why is it actually important to be grounded in the first place? And there are several ways to ground. Some are more time consuming than others, and some are more practical. But why do we ground anyway? Why is that? It seems like intuitive we need to be grounded because, you know, like maybe, you know, somebody's spaced out or it's not right here. But what exactly is happening? The electrical aspect needs to be balanced with the magnetic. And when grounded, the electric becomes useful. The electrical current is not useful when it's not grounded with the magnetic. Because again, when you look at a battery, it has two poles, right? The battery, but you have one battery. So you're like that. You are one thing, one form, one complete container that has two poles on the physical level. We see this everywhere, how your muscles work. They are also using electrical charges, electrical magnetic. So heavenly energy becomes useful when converted into the physical. So just like sunlight becomes useful when it turns into chlorophyll. And when it's in chlorophyll, then it's energy and food, it's nourishment. So too much electrical heavenly energies brings sickness. It makes you wiry and you can't sleep. You get at some point very spacey and in essence you burn yourself up. So heavenly energies has to go somewhere. Heaven and earth have to be balanced. So as a healer, we basically understand this, that there has to be a constant balancing that needs to go on. And what organ within you, what capacity makes you balance continuously? It is your heart. The heart is basically that transformation station. It's a real transformer. It's quite powerful. There's so much going on with the heart, as you know. So when light moves through us and brings awareness to us, then we need to digest it, and then it needs to be released. So just like food, we take something in and we take from the food what we need and then we let go of the rest. So the light that moves through you, which brings awareness to you, it needs to be digested. It's like, because it brings awareness, it illuminates things within you and in your idea of the world and your idea of yourself. And you digest this. And then you in that moment when it's properly digested, you let go of anything that's superfluous, and it grounds down through your legs, through your base chakra, through your perineum, through your feet down into the earth, and the earth composts it and fertilizes. It becomes fertilized eventually, because at a certain time you will notice that the energy from the earth will rise again. It will release upwards. It will basically give you power to manifest. It builds your body. It rebuilds things. So we receive the electrical, the light, the idea. We think of it information from the heavens, the coding, and then it moves through us, and then the earth basically receives the coding. And it builds the proper body, the proper organs, everything in a healthy way. Now, if it gets blocked, if the heavenly light goes through us, which is what happens to most humans, and it gets sort of distorted, it gets detoured, you could say, through the ego principle, so the principle of selfishness, and then it basically gets distorted, then the suffering and illness comes because the earth isn't getting the proper information. Your body isn't getting the proper information how to rebuild and constantly restore itself. So we have counterclockwise energy and clockwise energy. So when it's counterclockwise, you basically are, the energy is moving up and you are dematerializing. You're becoming more spirit. You're letting your density of yourself, your ego, maybe your programming, you let all that go. And then you are receiving from the heavens downwards, just like rain. You receive clockwise energy, which drills down and brings things then back into the physical world. So this is constant back and forth going. The earth offers herself up and the heaven offers itself up, and it goes back and forth, and it's like an energetic breathing. So we ground because most humans are holding on to the heavenly light and using it for distorted egoic purposes. It gets sort of stuck, you could say, and we live in a world that is very mental. And so things aren't flowing easily through. We don't live in a world that is relaxed and has natural time. We humans are rushing about all the time. So let's have a look at how we ground best. Naturally, we ground when we drink something and when we eat something. When you're in nature in general, it grounds because nature is slow, it's balanced. When you exercise, when you walk barefoot, of course. And then we come to the more, you could say, spiritual ways, which is psychic grounding, when you begin to visualize, you work with energies. So you can do this right now. If you've never done this, I'm sure everybody has done this. That's here, but you just allow yourself to drop down and you can imagine roots coming out of your feet, for example, and going deep into the earth and very strong and wide and be very deeply grounded. You can do that. So we are visualizing, we're using our internal psychic apparatus to bring about a change of where the energy currents are moving. We're telling them basically, don't go into obsessing over here or thinking this, but you're going to think roots now, and you're manifesting a grounding effect. Energy's going down. Everybody's doing that right now. Deep, deep, deep into the center of the earth. You can also allow yourself to put your attention at the Huyin point, which is a point between the genitals and the anus. There's a point, it's really at the bottom of your trunk, and you imagine, you know, a line with maybe a heavy weight kind of going down, 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 like an anchor. And you just down, 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 and further down, and further, and further. And the more difficult it is to ground, or the more wobbly that thing is going back and forth, you are literally pushing through patterns and resistances. So push through the resistances and just keep grounding until you're really nicely anchored at the center of the earth. You can even visualize an anchor and wrap the cord, really, you know, the nice anchoring cord, that's your energy, and really connected with the earth. So it's really solid, and feel that solid connection. Ah, so you feel like your lower back feels good. You feel like your breath is changing, and you're just kind of relaxing. Your body's like, oh wow, okay, I am one with the earth. I'm not separate. I don't have to freak out. I don't have to survive. I don't have to run around. I'm actually being taken care of because I'm part of the whole. So grounding in itself is already healing. If you say, you know, I'm going to help you ground, say somebody's feeling uncomfortable, is in pain or whatever, just help them ground. That in itself is actually a healing process, because what you're doing is you're beginning to balance and even out the electromagnetic charge. And when that starts to get balanced, things go back to proper rhythm. We spoke about rhythm last time. So good. People are still cleansing right now, still moving through blockages. And as you're beautifully grounded, you can actually use it as a healing process and notice the energy of the earth come up. Now, the energy of the earth won't just come up because you feel like it. You can trigger it by really bringing love to it, and by activating your heart and sending love down to the earth. Just from your heart, just send love down to the earth. And just love Mother Earth, love, you know, here this, everything's in bloom right now. There's so much inspiration to give love back and gratitude. And then you might notice that there is a response, and as beautiful love comes back up to you, you might feel it come up into your belly, come up your feet, just come up into your heart, and a sense of well-being, a buoyancy. Just notice, there's nothing you have to force. We don't force anything when we heal. Good. So now that's one way to do it. Of course, we can also, there's other ways of grounding, which is prayer. By praying, we actually really trigger the grounding process through the heart itself. What we did earlier, there is a gratitude there. There is a proper positioning of oneself towards the totality, and an acceptance, a respect to the greater intelligence that has moved through great beings. And we are basically coming into the proper place within the group consciousness of all of humanity. That's a form of grounding as well. You're not running away with the egoic, individualized story. So you're putting yourself back into the proper place within a, like in a family. Everybody is, one is the father, one is the mother, one is the child. There is a proper position. Just like there's a winters and spring and summer. Everybody has a place at a certain time. So then the next thing is when you can ground yourself to process your programming. And I'm not going to go into details now. How, whatever you already know, you've probably, everybody's done some kind of, you know, work on their own issues, you know, whatever you've done. When you do that, whatever you've done, you're grounding yourself because you're releasing a blockage that lets the heavenly and the earthly energies move freely. And you're returning that blocked, that stolen energy that you crystallized, you let that, it's like you bring it and let it back go back into the flow of life, and then it just moves through you, and that's a way of grounding as well. And of course, restoring any pranic rhythm will also create that electromagnetic pulsing that is then correct and natural, and that will ground you as well. Now, I'm going to do a little bit more teachings, and then we also go towards some question answers, some conversations about what we've done so far, and some practice. So I'd like to talk now about the alignment process, because didn't we say we ground, we align, and we connect? That's basically the fundamentals that you have to do for yourself to become a healer, but also what you do with others when you heal them. They need to be grounded, they need to be aligned, and they need to be connected. So they need to be aligned with what? What's the alignment? Let's talk about what makes you aligned. Well, to simplify this, there's three main energy centers along your central axis. Think of, you know, like a stick going through a luminous tube, go from your center of your crown chakra down to that Huyin point, yeah? It's your central axis. Your spine is your physical approximation of it, because we have a physical axis as well, which is your spine. Without it, we wouldn't be able to live. And there's very, very vital things, you know, running through that spinal cord. And so your central energetic luminous axis is really very, very key to everything. This axis is actually lying a dimension deeper than what you know of as the chakras. So there is an upper point, a middle, and a lower point. The upper one is in the center of your head, the middle one is where your heart is, and the lower is where in your belly. For women, usually around the area where your uterus is. It's like 3.5 fingers width below your navel, and then go inwards, you know, into the center. So the upper one, and in Chinese medicine, it's called the dantians, or in Qigong, you know, you've heard maybe the word dantian. It brings light and it illuminates your mind and body. So the energy up there is about illumination. The middle one is to evolve your soul so that you can learn and become conscious of who you are. So you drop the ignorance of thinking you are this form, this body. So that's the middle dantian, and it has that incredible function of the more the soul is evolved, the better it's actually doing this, what I said earlier, balancing out the electromagnetic forces, you know, the heavenly and the earthly energies. And then, of course, the better you relate to the world around you and to yourself. And the lower point is to unblock and increase pranic energy flow. So that's your prana point, you could say, your vitality, right? Where you have your power. Think of martial arts. So we have these different points. Now, they all have to be aligned. If they are not communicating with each other, there's blockages and all this, it's going to be a problem. And as we know, if you look at the physical body, they are actually separated, because everything in the physical world is separate. Everything's separate. We are separate. We have separate fingers. And these three energy centers are also separate. And how are they separate? We actually have like a horizontal muscle tissue that basically creates sort of barriers, like, you know, like borders. We have the thoracic inlet, like where your shoulders is, where your clavicles is, there is a, you could say a horizontal muscle. that kind of is, and then below it's like the diaphragm. Everybody knows the diaphragm, massive, big muscle. It's horizontal. So it's not like vertical. Everything would fall through all our organs. No, they're horizontal. So we have the pelvic floor as well, which is holding things, you know, up. So we got these three, you could say, planes that are horizontal, and they also separate everything. So basically, our challenge as humans is to live in a way that we're separate on the physical, but whole and connected on these energetic spiritual levels, which is really the art, you know, of living. And when we aren't doing one too much or the other too much, we are in this perfect balance, and we're just amazing, amazing creation, really. So, now, what is prana itself? So I use the word prana. Prana is an Indian word for energy, Vedic word, Sanskrit. We have chi, Chinese, ki, and Japanese. And there are different subtle, different types of prana energies. You know, sending energy, what does that really mean, right? So we have prana, we have the astral prana, and we have pure light. So when prana gets, prana sometimes can be very, more physical, more dense, and it can become more subtle, and it can become hot also. It can be cool, it can be very hot. When prana begins to speed up more, you could say the vibration begins to speed up, what happens at some point, it combusts into pure light. So there is a different reality between prana, energy, and light. We've used different words. And when we do healing, we actually, as healers, can at will direct and access different types of energies. Now, last time we actually worked with heavenly light. So it is a very fine energy that is really not physical. And it will sometimes, you know, take some time for a person to translate this light into prana so that they then can do a correction on the physical level. Let's say you send some light to somebody, but they say, you know what, I still have this problem. It might mean that they are needing a few days to actually translate this light. But if the soul and there's too much darkness in the person, they are going to have a hard time translating it. And it sits there, just like a bank account. It's beautiful. It's a blessing. When at a moment of surrender, that person will just suddenly receive it. But that person might need something a bit denser. You know, that person that might need an herb instead, or an acupuncture needle, or that person needs a hands-on, literally physical, like more physical prana. Yeah. So, just to talk about prana a little bit. Now, there are besides prana, there are different kinds of pranas that are constantly cycling. And your whole health is based on how these pranas cycle just on their own, just the way the seasons cycle all the time. We have three main forces that nature acts through your body. There's a force that illuminates and creates, because light is information, how to create things. It's intelligence. And then there's a force that nourishes and maintains, and then there's a force that destroys. So your whole body is constantly going through this process. It needs to constantly create cells, maintain them, and destroy them. Because things in time and space get used up. Just like, you know, we constantly eat. It nourishes us, and then we destroy whatever we don't need. We let it go. So this goes on all the time. This is a cycle that we can actually recognize in the cyclical form that I talked about, with the clockwise and counterclockwise motions. The energy is moving constantly in the cyclical way. We are always born, we always die. We always constantly cycle, right? Just how we go through, you know, from birthday to birthday. And we repeat things. But they're always a little different. It's never the same. So these three main forces are the forces that nature acts through. They will become very interesting to you as we go forward in this learning. Okay, so what else can we say about that? I think let's talk now about connection. So we talked about grounding, alignment, and we talk now about connection. To connect, well, to connect to what? So we have to be connected. Do we have to be connected? Okay, I thought we are a self-empowered battery, right? But yes, we have to be connected to what we truly are being. And that is the healing source itself. It's the origin of life. And that is you. You can also connect basically to source itself, which we talk about as the universe. We talk about it as God. You know, all these kind of different ways. We know there's a larger source, like a big bright sun you can think of. But you can also have other healing sources. You can you yourself as a person. If you use your own healing energy, you won't probably feel very good and you won't be running a practice because you only have that much energy and get used up. So that's obviously not what we want to do. So we want to focus constantly about, you know, connecting to this greater source. But there are also sub-sources of the greater source. It could be a tree, because a tree is perfect. It is a very minute expression of the whole universe, but it contains its purity, and it has a particular vibration and a particular expression, because a tree looks different than a rock, or different than water, or different than a crystal. And so we have these kinds of also sources that can be used in healing, and we will talk about that. Of course, you can connect also to the psychic level and the heavenly levels as angels, for example, the particular streams of light. And angels have no feet, so that means that they don't have a physical dimension. And usually, I mean, there's earthly angels too, but in general, when we think about the heavenly angels. And so we really want to open up to the highest source. So I would like to do a zikr to right now, which is a word, which I actually wrote it into the onto the download page. If you need to see it and you can't, you're not very auditory. But I invite you to just, sound has a lot to do with vibration and tuning in. And I'd like you to use less your left brain and more just kind of be like a child. And that will bring a better transmission. But you can go through your left brain and see with your eyes what this word spells out. And it's called Astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah. Very simple. I will be chanting it or zikring it. And we're going to do this together sort of about 70 times. And I would, and what does this mean? I spoke earlier about that we came from source and we walked away into the world of forms, into lower vibration. And this word, Astaghfirullah, is turning you. It turns you so you walk back into the source. You're walking back into the source. On a religious level, it means something like forgiveness, but that's not really what I'm focusing on. This is more, I'm more of a mechanic and a practical person. What exactly is this doing? So you will notice you're going to turn and you're going back into source. So let's chant this, chant with me. And what we're going to do is, like I said, this is a real work. You, when you chant Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah, I want you to begin to feel into the vibration. And this vibration is going to go into, sometimes into, it's going to hit your patterns. Then you chant through the patterns. You actually, it's like you're moving through molasses or through some density, and you're moving through, you're walking back out of this density that you're in into higher and more finer vibrations back into source. So let's do this for about 70 times. I'll just chant. You'll chant with me. And you might find this is very hard. If it's very hard, then just pull yourself together and work. It's like a real workout, yeah? Okay, nothing comes easy if it's real and if you really transform yourself. So let's start now. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Now, the source of the healing aspect, the healer, the supreme healer itself, the supreme protector, the supreme one that saves, that shields, that is completely restoring, is Shafi and Kafi. Where do a zikr with that? As you're basically saying these words, everything in Sufism is based on oneness. There's no separation. So you're speaking about the source that is the supreme healer, but you're also speaking of yourself and returning yourself back to being the supreme healer. Yeah? So we're going to do the zikr to return you and to make you again, to remind you, to realize, to make real that you are the supreme healer. So I'm going to chant this as well, and I'm going to do Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi. So we're going to do this a few times. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're going towards the one. We're confirming that. Again, the oneness. Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi, 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 Ya Shafi, Ya Kafi. The state of oneness is a state of absolute peace. And one of the greatest healers is peace itself. Salam. The quality of a healthy person is peace. There's no war, there's no suffering, there's no conflict within. There's no egoic stress. The electromagnetic forces are running freely. Everything's at peace. Ya Salam. Ya Salam. Ya Salam. Ya Salam. Ya Salam. Ya Salam. And you may chant it into any area that gives trouble in your body, emotionally, worries you have, chanted into that. You're working the sound literally through those energetic blockages. It could be a physical issue, mental, emotional, spiritually, an issue with your finances, with whatever it is. Just chant the sound salam into it. Ya means something like, oh, it makes it stronger. We can say salam, we can say as-salam, the peace. I'm going to just keep saying yes, salam, 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 yes, salam. Yes, salam. Yes, salam. 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 Salam, salam, salam. You can chant quietly within yourself into the area that troubles you, or just chanting it. Good. Wonderful. Great. You probably feel a little different now. And that's good. That's the whole point. So we did ground, we aligned, and we connected, really. And I'd like to open up now for conversation and practice. And what we're going to do today is I always like to hear what you experience. I'd like to hear your questions, even from the first class, you know, whatever comes up for you. And I would like to also do a little bit of practice. We can practice again what we did last time, which is sending light, just simple light. And then I will also teach you how to chant for others. So I have two people up here, so I want to just unmute Antonia. Hi, Antonia.
Hello, Rakima.
Hey there.
Have a question.
Yeah, let's do some questions.
Well, I don't know if it's a question, but I have noticed when I walk, I feel like my feet goes all the way down to the middle of the earth.
Okay.
That is kind of. Like, if this is not real, and so when I feel it, my toes are completely open when I walk, mm-hmm. and then I feel how they go all the way, so up and down and up and down.
Not good.
Can somebody? I know the majority of the time we are not grounded enough. Can mm-hmm. somebody ground themselves too much? Is it such a thing, or no?
That's a good question. Not really, but oh, you could say if somebody is very grounded, too grounded, they are not connected to the spirit, not to the heavens, and they become too dense. You could say that, yes. You know, like, but yeah. You could say it's, you know, any disease, let's say any disease is a mm-hmm. where the heavenly energy is not understood. The light, the information of the heavens is not processed. So the earth energies are left by themselves, and the earth by herself doesn't know what to do. It will cause disease because it has no information from the heavens. Now, when I say that, it's not the earth itself. It's because earth is always mm-hmm. one with, it's more we as humans, when we're identified too much with the physical form, with our earth, with the physical form, but we don't have the proper information, it'll be too grounded means, yeah, you have a disease. There's blockage. You could say it like that.
Okay. I did not feel such a thing. You were talking.
Yes. But you when you're not sick and you're just I think you're just aware of the openness into the earth, right? And you're feeling it.
I am. Yes, yeah. I am aware that how it goes up and down and up and down.
Yeah. That's really an awareness. There's light. You cannot be aware without light. So you, somebody who's really too grounded, let's say, would be a sick person. I'd feel like horrible. They wouldn't even say what you just said. They wouldn't even notice, I can feel the earth. You know, if they did, they'd be happily connected.
Okay.
Cool.
The other thing I was going to ask you, can we do like practicing here with you?
Yeah, we can. Yes, if you want to, I'll leave you up here and I'll come back to you. I'll just go through now and just check for questions. I'll just mute you and I'll leave you up. This is Katya.
Anyway, I just wanted to comment. I did practice early in the morning Zikr, the one we did in the retreat. Mm-hmm. So that part. But I did notice throughout, and I don't know, maybe I'm still integrating the energies from the retreat. I could feel there was a lot of energies bouncing, like, you know, felt rather ungrounded. But after we've done the practice, it's like all came to center. So I guess my question is, what causes that, ungroundness or whatever you want to call it?
You feel ungrounded?
Feeling, now I feel good. But in the morning, and as I said, I did practice Zikr first thing in the morning, the one from the retreat. But just during the day at work, I could just feel a lot of, you know, like, I don't know, what a type of energy, you know, lots of thoughts and kind of not necessarily being very centered. So I just wanted to ask.
Yeah, you were cleansing. You were literally cleansing. Yeah, you just have to zikr a bit more until it. You might also, you might also, because it takes you in a very deep, deep place. And yes, you were at the retreat, right? It will take you so deep into the oneness that you're so deep into God, you know, your God self, that you. If you force yourself to go to work, you might feel like you're actually not quite there yet. You know, you're not out enough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's how I felt the first day I went to work.
Yeah.
I just,
the deeper
I
you
actually,
go.
Actually, you know what's happened? The first day I came in and there was some renovations in the office and I didn't have access to the computer and whatever. I came in, I said, no, I'm going home because also my boy wasn't feeling good and I just went home for the next 2 days.
Oh, good. It's a good job place where you can do that. That's good. But I wanted to say that as the deeper you go, you know, let's say you need some time to basically come back, you could say, the deeper you go into these samadhi states. So you can't just, because it's quite a difference to be so much yourself, your God self, and then coming into this small functioning body, you know, not that you're going anywhere, but it's like letting the nervous system recalibrate to function in that very polarized way sometimes takes a bit of time. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Should I keep your hand up
for
practice?
Sure.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm going to go to Cindy here. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there. I don't have a question. I'm just want to practice when you get to that.
Okay. Okay, so what's the question? Okay. Oh, you said you don't have a question?
I don't have a question.
Oh, you don't? Okay, okay, great. I didn't get the don't. Thanks, Cindy. Okay, I'm going to go to Linda here in Vancouver Island. Linda, hi there.
Hi, Ratima. I just, two things out with the two zikrs. The first one, Astaghfirullah. It was interesting because it came from my heart, and so it went simultaneously to the earth and up. And I don't know if that's where I was supposed to chant from, but that's what it did.
Okay. It will do whatever it does, because it will just return you back to your natural God self. So that's what it does. And whatever that's needed, it could be different at a different time, right?
Okay.
Yeah, because you are the one that constantly moves and changes.
Okay. Okay. And then I just saw where some past lives I kept here in Persia and you know, but that was passing through. And then what I noticed was the first one was focus. That took more focus, like not to be distracted by color, not to be distracted by, and to really get lost in the sound.
Yes.
But the second zikr observation was, I could really relax into that one. Like that one, I could let go. And it felt like it was chanting me in a way.
Yes,
you know? If
that's correct.
If I could really let go.
Yes, that it does it. Actually, it's a very, very relaxing, there's a subtle feeling of you shouldn't be so happy. It is really, really neat. Yeah, it chants you. You can actually let the sound chant you. That's right. And the Astaghfirullah is really work. You're turning, right?
Well, it first started out with you were chanting me. Like I could feel you chanting me, but then that disappeared too. And it was just, I just had that sense of that subtlety.
Good. Okay. This all makes sense. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that.
Thank you.
All that makes sense. Okay. Do you want to hand your hand up for practice or should I take it down?
Oh, I'll keep it up.
Okay, good. All right. I'll mute you now. And this is 3364.
It's Nadia in France. Hello.
Hello, it's Nadia. Hello there. Hi.
I was going to ask you, please, the last zikr, the third one, Salam, can we chant it as well for an outer situation? You know, like usually we don't want to do healing for people who did not agree to it, but in my street, for example, for a concrete example, 3 to 4 neighbors are fighting over flower pots and stuff like that. Silly stuff. But can I chant the Salam into that situation, even though they did not agree to have more peace in the situation?
That's a great question. That's beautiful because we will be learning to chant for others. Just remember it as oneness. You're the one who is seeing and experiencing the neighbors having power pot fights, right? You're the one. It's all happening in you. So you're going to chant this into your experience of this.
I get it. I feel the energy of my experience. Yeah. Okay.
There you go. Awesome. Great question. Okay. I'll leave your hand up or should I take it down?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Okay, good. So we have some practitioners. And here is 951. This must be Ruth Jean. Is that Ruth Jean here?
Yes. Hello, Timo. Good morning. Good morning.
Good
afternoon.
Hi. Do you have a question or comment?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My experience is that... you know, I just follow whatever you say when we ground, but on the very last, I feel in my head like it's bubbling, but I can hear the rhythm of your words where you emphasize the first word or the last word, and I'm so grounded. I'm just feeling like
Salam, you don't hear the
I'm
word?
I'm in it.
Okay.
I hear the word, I hear the rhythm, I hear every vowel and every consonant and things like that. And when your voice rhyme, the dynamic part of it is where I glide. I just like, I'm in every letter and every word and every consonant. But then, like, I open my eyes and I just see exactly where I am. Like, I don't have any perception. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, there's no problem with that. It's all good. It's good. That's good. Okay, that's your experience.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Do you want to have you keep your hand up or down for practice or not? Do you want to just?
I like the practice.
Okay, we'll keep you up. And now I'm going to come. Thank you. I'm going to come to Dawn here. Hello, Dawn.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. Hi there.
Hi. No questions. I'm just here for
practice. Yeah.
Yes. Practice.
Okay. Awesome. Good. I'll keep you up here. And then I have Joy down here. Hi, Joy.
Hi.
Hi there.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. I have this, I don't call it ringing, but it's like after the chanting.
Mm-hmm.
I can't describe the sound, but it's really, really high. And I hear it in my head.
Mm-hmm. Like a pitch or something?
Pitch, like high pitch.
Yeah, very high. Yeah, it's a very pure. Yeah, exactly. That's what we want to, we are going to go into and become this most highest and go right through it back into the self, into the God self. That's the aim of this school, to make you a very supreme healer. So yeah, that's where you move back into pretty much. It'll happen to you. So you're already vibrating, it's alive in you, and it's wonderful.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Okay, so I have questions here written in, so I'll go to those. I have Anya says, I'm melting, loving it. Good, good. Karina saying, protection bubble. Can you please expand, clarify why we need to protect ourselves? Prana versus spiritual energy. How can we identify which one we're using when doing a healing? The protection bubble. Everybody has unconscious and subconscious programming, and that energy magnetizes also other lower energies to you, and they then compact together and can you make feel miserable. You're in a room, let's say you have hidden anger, you carry anger within you, you're going to be, you walk by on somebody on the street that is angry, or you see something, you read something, it's angry, or let's say you watch a movie where there's anger, that energy is very real. It just will magnetize to your subconscious or unconscious anger, and then suddenly a day later or an hour later or 2 days later, you're really, really angry, or you're in a fight. We're protecting ourselves from ourselves, really, because we have unconscious, unfinished material. And we also live in a time, I mentioned, of becoming more and more empathic, because we're shifting out of a 3D, a form-based reality, into a unified group consciousness, the fifth dimensional consciousness. And we're moving through 4D, which is polarized, like demons and angels. We're in we see right now, there's a war. So there's constant attack and counterattack. So in order for you to remain completely steady, you can put a bubble of protection or in whatever day. You can also not do that at all, and you can fully go into devoted deep prayer. That is a form of protection as well, because you're shifting your vibration in that moment. So whatever works. This was more of a practical approach, because we're just beginning, and you might find that because there's different levels of skills in this school, somebody might find that this is a good thing to feel protected while you are learning to open yourself up to do healing for others. So hence the protection bubble. You don't have to do that. Again, I'll repeat that. Prana versus spiritual energy, how to identify. You will become conscious in the process throughout the year, and become naturally know yourself, and then you will know how to do this for others. You also learn when you do, for example, when you did your breathing, if you did your homework, and you notice also when you exercise, you become conscious of what that feels like, and it might feel very different than when you just did this chanting. You already know there's a difference between this energy that courses through your body when you go for a run than when you do this chanting. So you can notice they're different. So, but it comes with time. We're not going to learn through direct experience. other question was Parashakti, the mantra Him Shrim Klim Padam Eshwari Swaha. Can you please chant this so I can learn how to pronounce this? Can you please explain what this one is about for? Yeah, it is the Shakti of heat and light. There's different Shaktis, different powers. And it's specifically in your solar plexus, where solar means sun. So there's heat and light. You need the sun energy, the heat to transform food, to digestion. So Hrim Shrim Klim Param Eshwari Swaha. Swaha carries the energy directly to the solar plexus. Hrim Shrim Klim Param Eshwari Swaha. These are all seed sounds that move the energy around in your body, and then they bring them all into the solar plexus. Swaha. In India, whenever there is a ghee thrown in the fire or rice, you say swaha, swaha. What happens is that you are purifying, you actually let the fire eat up the impurity, you could say, or the offering, and the smoke carries it to the heaven. So what you're really doing is you are transmuting and offering up your egoic stuff, because the solar plexus is the ego center, and there's a lot of egoic programming there. It's all about me and me and the others. And you basically are purifying, throwing your programming into the fire of the goddess Param Eshwari, and it gets purified. So, yeah, Hrim Shrim Klim Param Eshwari Swaha. My husband Jason, who has a YouTube channel, has that on his channel, and I usually have his channel link underneath my email. Whenever I send an email, I see that channel link there, but I can always post that as well. Great. Thank you for all the questions. There's some more, so let me see here. Is Sufism more ancient than the Vedas? Yes. Sufism is before every... Vedas are very intellectual in some way. And Sufism is simply... because shamanism is very, very old, right? It is like very primordial. It is direct. There's no mind. It's just not mental at all. So it is very direct. Joanna says, is it normal to fall asleep while you chant? In the beginning, yes. Yes, because the vibrations, your mind can't process the consciousness yet. Still coming down the light and the coding, and at some point it heals you. Just let it happen. Annette's saying, I got tingling in the feet of the salam chanting. What does tingling in the heels in particular mean? Tingling is when there's a prana moving. The prana is moving, and you can feel that. There's different... I'm not sure it's too much to talk about right now, but there's different. It tells you when the prana, let me speak about this right now. The prana will move through different parts of your body. When it goes through your, you have that kind of tingly feeling. You can also have the creepy crawly feelings, and that's when it goes through your nerves, and it's a level deeper. So you got the skin, the nerves, and then the bones. When the prana moves through your bones, you get really cold. You feel very heavy and icy. Sometimes you have this really weird, icy, cold feeling going through your body. Then is the prana is moving through your bones. It's a good thing. It moves out the cold, the stagnation, you know, and you transform. You are bringing in God consciousness into your bones, into your nerves, into your skin, and so forth. Okay. So, thanks for the answers. Thank you, Karina. You're welcome. Awesome. Good. So, good. Let's do, it's 12:13. I got all your hands up here. Celesta came up. Maybe I'll check if she has a question. Celesta, I'm just unmuting you. Do you have a question? Oh, I can't hear you. Okay, if you can't hear, maybe just write it in. What we're going to do now is let's take a break before we're going into the healing practice. So let's take 5 minutes and just stretch, take some glass of water or whatever you need to do, and we're going to meet in 5 minutes. All right, so we're back, and I just saw Grace has her hand up, so I'm going to just check if Grace, if you have a question. I unmuted you if you want to ask or share something. Hi there. Oh, there you go. You also wrote in. I just see here. Hi, Ratima. I was a little shy, but I think I want to practice as well. Okay, raise my hand. Okay, I got you. All right, I got that. No problem. I'll mute you again. And I have another person, 44793. Hello, who's that?
Hi, Ratima. It's Anya.
Anya. Okay, hi.
Yeah, I would like to practice as well.
Okay. All right, good. So we have about 11 people's hands up. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take the people that are here for the first time and give them a chance to learn and practice first. And so we still have a good hour. So let's do it. The way this works is that I'm going to unmute two people and then basically ask you, you know, I'm going to have here, who's this? Wait a minute. This is Ruth Jean here and Dawn. I got two of you unmuted. And then one word will start. Maybe I'm just going to ask Ruth Jean to start. And if you, for example, these are the rules, if you just want to give but not receive, or just receive and you can't give today because you just don't feel like it, that's just let us know. Otherwise, we just switch, you know? And so if Dawn can tell Ruth Jean what Ruth Jean, how you would like, maybe she could assist you. So today what we're going to do, we're going to repeat what we did last time to send spiritual healing, like just light. And you can do this by, for example, what we did earlier. You just put your palms forward, you know, up. When you put your palms up, sort of the level shoulder height and your fingers are pointing up, you're naturally going to start feeling your energy is going to transmit some light because you did some we did some activation last time. And or you can also start chanting. And the way, if let's say we can use the word salam, means peace, and the way you chant is that the way I described to Nadia, you will chant into your own experience with the other person. I want to guide you a little bit more. First, I need to know what Dawn would like to have maybe help with. It could be overall or whatever. What do you want, Dawn?
I think just overall is great.
Just overall. Okay, good. So, Ruth Jean, is that okay? You just send some healing to Dawn? Yeah. Okay. Do you want to do light or would you like to do some chanting?
Can I do both or just one?
I want you to just do one, yeah. Because you're doing something totally different when you're sending light.
Okay.
It's like driving a bicycle on a plane. It doesn't quite work.
Okay. What does he... She prepared Dawn. She wants light or she wants me to chant?
Light would be great.
Okay. Good.
Okay.
Send her some light. Okay. And maybe you can tell us how you do it, how you're doing this. What did you experience? Yeah. And we do this like 2 minutes, 3 minutes maximum, maybe, you know, like that. Can you feel that, Dawn?
Yes, I can feel like a rush of warm, almost hot. It feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
Really nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what Ruth Jean is doing, she's actually not sending pure light, she's sending love mixed into it as well. Can you feel that? Yeah. Ruth Jean, are you aware of that?
Yes, when I heard her voice, the heart coming from my navel, just with purple indigo color.
Yeah, you're sending prana right now. Yeah. So it's much more physical. That's why you feel this heat. So that's great. We're learning here. Karina asked earlier, like, how do I really, you know all the differences? We're starting to see colors. There's heat there. You know, although heat can sometimes happen when you spit spiritual light and the body's translating it so fast that it turns into prana right away in the body. But there's much more physicality going on here. Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice. Good. Wonderful. Well, yes, Roisin, you studied with me in WS and we worked and opened all the portals. So this is why everything's flowing really well. All right. You're welcome. Dawn, would you like to send some to Ruth Jean?
I would.
Yeah? Do you want some, Ruth Jean?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, so anything in particular, you know, do you want to receive, Ruth Jean, or some area, or just general?
Around my head, neck, and my shoulder.
Okay.
And do you want chanting or light?
Whatever you prefer to give me, I'm ready.
I guess I'd like to try the chanting, but I'll need a little bit of help.
Okay, no problem. The words are very simple. Salam is S-A-L-A-M. And you just, you know, maybe you close your eyes and, you know, basically you're just going to start chanting. And, you know, there's two ways of doing it. And one is not as, let's put it this way. We can imagine, you know, we live in duality, and so it's like you're giving or chanting for Ruth Jean, or it seems like you're sending that vibration there. There's that, you can that, because when you chant Salam, there's a vibration that starts to happen, and you can almost project it or say, it's going to Ruth Jean. You know, Spirit knows, oh, it's just going to Ruth Jean. The more advanced way would be where you're experiencing the world as oneness, and you are aware within yourself that Ruth Jean exists, and you actually talk to this person. It is your own. There's nothing else. You are the universe, and within you is the experience of Ruth Jean. And within that, into that experience, you chant Salam. That would be the more advanced way. Are you following me?
Yes.
Yeah. So do whatever works for you. You might explore both.
Okay. And say it out loud?
You can say it loud or silently, whatever feels right. Sometimes it's... yeah, I'll leave it up to you.
Okay, I'm going to try it silently.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Ruth Jean, let us know if you're noticing something.
I hear a lot of water and
warm.
Purple blue raining down on me with the white, with a stripe of white light.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. How is that for you
doing that,
Dawn?
It feels really good. It felt like I was sending to myself and Ruth Jean at the same time.
Yeah, exactly. Because it comes from a place of unity consciousness. The Sufi work is not dualistic. So you always, and that's what is the beauty about it. While you're training yourself to become more and more the unity consciousness itself, while you're actually also healing somebody else. Very good.
Yes,
good observation. Awesome, the two of you. Good. I'm going to mute you both. I'm going to take your hands down. So one here. Okay, perfect. Celeste, I'm going to unmute you again. I got your message here. I'm not see. Can I see you, hear you right now? it's not working. No problem. I'll answer your question in a moment. I'm going to unmute now Grace, and I got Grace and Joy, the two of you. Hi there. So both want to receive and give. If not, let me know. Maybe I'm just going to assign Joy to give first to Grace.
Okay.
Grace, do you want to, what is it that you, just general, or do you have something specific on your body or in your life? Oh, she's going to mute again. Sorry, it kind of muted itself sometimes here. Grace, did you see something? Yeah, sorry about that. It just muted itself here.
Hi, I'm thinking about my sleep. I've been waking up with anxiety.
Sleep? Okay. You want to sleep through? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, after 4 to 5 hours of sleep, I just wake up with anxiety and I don't really.
Okay, good. Sounds like a good thing to work on. All right, Joy. So yeah, just see if you can, as the healer, just choose what feels like right now for her. Do you want to chant or send light? What feels right?
Light.
Okay.
What's her name again?
A Grace. Grace.
Yeah. Lovely name.
Mm-hmm. Can you feel that, Grace?
It feels. I felt like some tingling around my head and my stomach, and like, there's like something coming through my spine.
Mm-hmm. It was like, very deep.
I feel more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still moving. Everything's sort of shifting and moving. Yeah. That's good.
I feel like I'm a little bit more.
For some reason, it always cuts out. You feel more grounded, more present.
More
in your body. Okay, because your words are cutting out, so I'm just completing your sentences. Sorry about that, but I'm just more in your body. That's what I'm getting. Okay, yeah. There you go. There's a cycle almost finishing right now. Beautiful. Perfect. Joy, what did you experience giving?
I experienced, I know it's energy, but it's peaceful, made me relax.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And makes me laugh.
Oh, good. Okay, so it's joyful. The soul is happy. When you start laughing, your own soul is happy, and you might be in touch with the other person's soul and gives you that laughter. Beautiful. Oh, good. Good. Did you notice where there was the healing happens sort of in cycles? Did you notice it's just coming to one cycle, started to sort of finish, and she probably needs more healing, but it'll be another cycle starting. Did you notice that, Joy?
No.
Okay, I'm just checking. Okay. All right, maybe should we switch? Grace, would you like to give some to Joy as well? Okay.
Yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, Joy, just general or something specific?
Sleep. I'd like to sleep more than 4 hours.
Oh, both of you. Isn't that funny? I put you both together. Oh, my goodness. This happens a lot in these classes. Yeah, I know. Okay. All right. Also, so now that's great. You can heal yourself now. Grace, so you're going to heal the same thing in Joy. So what do you want to do? What feels right?
I think I like to try the mantra. Is it Salam?
The zikr? Yes. Okay. Salam. Exactly.
Is it
yeah.
called Salam?
Salam. Mm-hmm.
And I think I'll do it out loud.
Yeah, do it out loud. And just, you know, the intention is, you know, for, you know, there's intelligence there. It'll just help her to use it in a way that is best for her, which will be for sleep or maybe whatever causes the not sleeping. So, yeah, just chant and kind of get an experience what that's like. Follow the chant. Just forget everybody here listening. Just kind of go with the sound and how it's moving through densities and just go with that. It's like you're putting one foot in front of the next when you're hiking. Sometimes a rock, sometimes it goes a little bit up, sometimes it goes a little down. So there's a real process of moving through reality.
Salam. Salam. Salam, 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 salam. Salam, 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 salam. Salam, 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 salam,
beautiful. That's really, really beautiful. That was just really beautiful. Joy, how did you experience that? What happened to you?
Relaxation, almost total. It kept pushing. The energy kept coming from the top of my head, and then it went all the way down to my feet.
Beautiful. It pushed out any kind of blockage. You know? It was very beautiful. That was very good chanting, Grace. First time. I'm very impressed. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. Great.
Thank
awesome.
You.
My hand. Your hand got hot?
My hand.
Yeah. Good. Okay. All right. I'll mute you both. Awesome. Where are you here? And, okay. So we have now. I got Celeste twice. Let me just see here. The question was I feel like I'm going through the motions of the exercise, but I'm not really feeling much. Is that because there's resistance? Would Yashav Yakav be a way to move through the resistance? It's because there's not enough consciousness. Because it has to do with awareness. When you don't feel something, you're numb to it. So there's no awareness on that level of perceiving. It'll come with time. Would Yashav Yakav be a way to move through that? Might not necessarily make you more perceptive, but it will make you a divine healer. So you definitely, there's intelligence in the zikrs. It'll transform within you whatever, and it brings light, because every zikr brings light, every healing brings light. It will bring things to make you more conscious of that. Now, what sometimes, you know, it's actually really wonderful when you're not really that aware, because it focuses the ego, it gives the ego nothing to play with, and you're just doing your process of the healing process, and then you ask the person that's receiving, you know, how are you doing? And the person might say, hey, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling this, that, wonderful. So you are being trained to be more trusting to Source working through you, because Source is going to work through you, and you really don't need to know exactly in essence because Source knows. But we participate and have the extra benefit sometimes of paying, learning or noticing, and it'll come when it's the right time. Karina is saying, when people are doing practices here in class, if I want to give to my partner while you sleep, is all that I'm doing the setting the intention to send to him? Well, I'd like you to pay attention to what's going on. And also, your partner hasn't asked you for a healing, or you can't ask, or you have to ask him, is it okay to give him a healing? So that would be clear boundaries. Also, you're doing healing while we are all doing this healing. So I prefer you do this after the class and allow yourself to receive and be with this. And if it's boring for you, then notice it as one of these things to be with and to move through. You might chant for the boredom or the impatience or whatever it is, you know, and you can basically, you know, grow in the whole process here. So I'm going to unmute now Celeste, and I have Jennifer here right above her. So hi, Jennifer. I got you unmuted.
Hey. Yeah.
Hey there. And I see Celeste. Can I hear you? Hello, Celeste? No, it's not working. Okay, so I'm going to just drop your hand, and I'm going to give you another partner. I got Anya above you, Jennifer. So I got Jennifer and Anya unmuted. And
hi.
Both of you are, you've been here before, so here you go. If you can keep sort of within what we're doing today. And Jennifer, do you want to start giving to Anya first?
Sure, but can I ask, you do like, can you chant and ask for divine light?
Oh, do both? The chant is contains divine light. You don't have to ask extra. It was Joy who actually, I think, she described this white light coming in. It'll always be white light that comes. It comes. Okay. It's a very pure God energy, you could say. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sure, I can give.
Anya, anything particular you might want from Jennifer?
Yes, thank you. I have a kind of difficult astrological situation where there's Saturn in my fourth house. So I would like if you could chant into my fourth house, please.
Yeah, good. Sounds great. Okay. Chanting to her fourth house. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Salam, 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 salam. Salam, 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 salam.
What's it like, Anya? What do you feel?
I felt like I was softening, like the space around my heart was getting softer and lighter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like dropping deeper within that space. Very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good. Do you want to switch?
Yes. Thank you, Jennifer.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What, you know, I was feeling a bit fearful and a little bit anxious. You probably could hear it in my voice.
Was that do you know why or it just happened? Or did you notice, it could be because, let's say, Anya has something, there's some fear and anxiety, and then you might actually have to move and push through it, and you start noticing, you think it's yours. Was it yours or was it hers?
I think I had felt it earlier, and then I calmed down with somebody else's stuff, and then all of a sudden, yeah, it came back when we started having our talk here.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I probably picked up on her stuff as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you want Anya to work with that a little bit, or is there something else?
That, or actually, I think it's sleep as well.
Okay.
Right? Okay. I
can
sleep well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Good. Anya, go ahead.
Okay. So, would you like me to chant or turn the light?
Sure. Chant is good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ya salam, ya salam, ya salam, 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 salam. Salam, salam, salam.
Mm-hmm. How did that feel, Jennifer?
You know, my eyelids kind of hit themselves. Like a movement.
That's funny. That's, I guess, what we want, right?
Exactly. And then, you know, I could feel like underneath my left armpit something just kind of like there was a pain there and just left. So
yeah, there's a
I
nerve.
I think it's good.
There's nerve. There's a nerve. There's sort of a nerves there under the arms that, yeah, that's very, very good. I want to show something to you and to everybody is because peace, we think, is so, we're seeing it in a very soft way, and that's beautiful because that's how I showed you. But I want to show you differently. I'm going to chant now directly to both of you, or maybe, to you, Jennifer, and also Anya. And you can also do it like this. Salam, 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 salam. Just notice what you feel.
Gosh, even my knee felt that. I could feel it going in my knee. It was like vibrating down there.
Mm-hmm. So it does still bring peace, right? It's not agitating at the same time, right? It doesn't sound like I'm saying it in a peaceful way, right? Okay. I just want to tell you that the sound has a particular coating of peace, and we can speak it in different ways, more with rhythm, more softer. And it's like I said, as we're walking back to God, walking back to source, sometimes we run, sometimes we skip, sometimes we push, sometimes we tread softly. We are the ones that move the sound through the territory, just through intuition, because we're touching it. So when you're walking, you just know what to do. So I wanted to share that here. Okay. Awesome.
So can I just ask Aratima?
Yeah.
When would you use that type of chanting with that intonation? It was much more vibrant and alive and a little bit like pushing, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, depending, like I said, you just kind of know. It's like when you yourself are aligned with source, you just know what to do. So in that sense, you could say it becomes intuitive. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So I'm going to mute the two of you here. Thank you, Jennifer. Yes. Okay, we're going to come up to. Okay, this is Antonia and Katya.
Aradima.
Yeah.
My grandbaby just woke up.
No worries. So I'll let you. Yeah, no worries. Yeah. I'll let you go. Okay, yeah, no problem. So then I got Katya here, and I have Cindy. Okay. There's some noise here. Katya has a lot of background noise. Are you moving around, Katya?
Yes, I had to move to another office because I'm at work.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, good. All right. So, what do you want to, Cindy, what do you want from Katya? Like, what area or overall?
So I had my pulse checked, and pitta needs a bit of balancing. So if we can do some pitta balancing.
Okay.
The dosha pitta.
Okay, yeah, I understand. Are you happy with chanting?
Okay.
Salam, 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 salam. Salam, 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 salam.
Yeah, what does it feel like, Cindy?
So I felt a lot of warmth.
Mm-hmm. Well, pitta is warmth. For those people who don't know, I'm just going to explain that, you know, when Cindy says she has too much pitta, so there's we can have too much heat in the body that can cause inflammation. So you feel, is the warmth, is it feels like the heat is dissipating or more heat was caused?
No, it was very comforting. So it must have moved, yeah.
It moved out. It kind of pushed it right out. It's like a cold shower. She gave you a cold shower.
Good. Thank you, Katya.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. Karina says she really liked that. Felt good. Awesome. Good. Let's switch around. Cindy, Katya, what do you want from Cindy?
I don't have anything specific, so just general would be good.
General.
Okay.
Good. Salam, 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 salam. Salam, 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 salam.
Experiencing, Katya?
At first, I can feel the response from my heart, and then I start going deeper into the sound and kind of start disappearing a little bit.
Yeah. No, you're still in the retreat. Okay. Good. Okay. So we're learning that it also helps people to meditate, and it's wonderful. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Welcome, the two of thank you. Good. You. So I have Nadia up here, but I don't have a partner for her. I'm wondering if Linda DePauli, were you here earlier? Let me just see. Maybe she needed to go. So somebody else. Oh, there she is. Linda, did you have your hand up for practice and I missed out? on this?
Yes, I did. But I think what happened was that I got kicked off the call and it had to come back on.
Oh, that's what happened. Okay, awesome. Yeah. All right. So I have Nadia here and you. Mm-hmm. And Nadia already took the class. So maybe we'll start with you giving to Nadia. Can we do that? What would you like? Yeah, what does Nadia want, first of all? What would you, with something overall or something specific?
I think I've got many things going on. I've got pain in my right knee. My liver is a bit stuck and my left brain is kind of funny. I don't know. It just like energy is not moving through. So maybe, I don't know, we can do something general that goes to the root cause of all this.
Okay. Okay, so let's say Linda has a practice and she has a client who says, oh, I just have my brain, you know, just like that, liver stuck, this and that, and help me, you know, and then what would Linda do?
Well, first of all, I had to laugh because that was my issue, the right knee, and then a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
I hope that everybody paired that perfectly.
I think I would just, I would just open up to the knee, but then within myself, and then just see where that goes.
What does that
to
mean?
To wholeness, like her wholeness. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, you would.
Is that the question you asked me?
No, let's say you have a client that just says this, and then what would you practically do now? How would you go about the session if you can verbalize?
This is new
for you. I'm challenging you.
Okay,
would you just
send
light everywhere or just say, okay, maybe what do I do here? Like, do I send light first to the knee or overall, or I'll just do it and see where the light goes and I'll just trust the light? You know, there's so many ways of looking at it.
I understand now. I would just settle into myself first.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then just see which direction I get, whether it's the light or whether I need to chant.
Yeah, exactly.
And then can you do both? Can you go in and out or not?
You can do that, yes, but we don't want to get too complicated in the beginning. I want to have people have a specific experience with one thing, you know?
I see.
Yeah.
And my other question then with the chanting, because I'd like to try that, is can you go silent and then loud?
Yes, absolutely. Yes, exactly. Yeah, good question. Mm-hmm.
Because I was doing that, and then I thought, well, maybe that's not the anyway. Okay, Nadia, I'm ready if you are.
I am.
Good.
Okay. Shalom, 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 shalom.
It's S, not sh, S, salam, not shalom, salam. Okay.
Salam?
Yeah, salam. Mm-hmm, perfect.
Okay. Salam, 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 salam. Salam, salam, salam.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that? Where do you feel that, Nadia?
It started coming in through the third chakra, and then it started moving a bit in lower in the second chakra area, and then it kind of moved up and gave me more space in the upper part of the body, and it also went down through my right leg into the foot.
Oh, good. So it started with the liver pretty much and went up to the head. You know, you talked about the brain and then going down to the second chakra, which is really connecting with the whole lower body. And we talked about the knee. So, yeah, so the way the energy moved was on a deeper level, you know, I would say it's almost on the core level, and it's starting to open up the different portals that we talked about today, the different dantian. So that's what it looked like here when she was chanting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that feels like that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Good. I liked, Linda, how you sometimes made the M sound stronger depending on what was needed. Perfect.
Yeah, it was totally intuitive, like
exactly, like perfect.
I just lost myself.
That's exactly. It's very, yeah, like I said, it's shamanic. It's it becomes left brain just goes out the window, really. Yeah, good. Okay, let's switch. Linda, anything? Do you want something on the knee as well, or what?
Yeah, I think my right knee is connected to my issues with the tight hips and the tailbone, all this gardening stuff.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Nadia, go ahead.
Salam, 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 salam.
That was pretty strong there. What did you feel, Linda?
Well, I was surprised because it didn't have anything to do with the hips. It was just the knee, and the knee was like electrical currents, white electrical currents that kept going up and down my right side of my body. So I don't know what else was going on there.
Good, good. Well, that tells you that the knee isn't directly connected with the hip, although we think it often is, but this particular, there was something I need to clear first, which you just watched. And
it's way better. Way better. Thank you, Nadia.
Oh, good.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, fantastic. Okay, so I'm going to mute you both and say a few more words here. Good, awesome. So we did a lot of salam here, and that's good. So what you're learning here is, and you will notice that, I can just do something very simple like this, and you might be that healer that just used this word and you fix everything, cancer, this, that, you know, whatever. And it's can be very, true healing is very, very simple. Like I mentioned somewhere that there was a man once that was an expert in hand reflexology, and he healed everything with just pressing some things on the hand, like anything. And that was the kind of healer he was. So as you go through this course, you're going to learn, you know, that you have certain strengths and tendencies. And you will be learning a lot of methods and a lot of things. And the way I'd like you to, I'd like to present it is the depth of everything. You're noticing that just this word is so much God consciousness. It is helping you to free yourself from egoic patterns. You can use it as a spiritual practice. It can use it as an enlightenment practice. You can heal yourself with it. You can chant it into things. And when you chant, you know what we learned today, that you're chanting, it's a very physical moving through densities. At some point, let's say you chant this longer, we're doing this just for 3 minutes, we can just imagine doing this for 3 hours, you're going to go into an ecstatic state. And it also needs a lot of power. Notice when you feel like, oh, I don't want to chant that much, because you might not have enough energy, and that's the problem. But you're cultivating energy. It's like a workout. But let's imagine you're chanting maybe even for 20 minutes or so, and you're just moving through stuff, you know, and then you're beginning to notice, and Nadia did this a little bit, and she sparked this comment, is that your aura is like a bell. Yeah. And when you start chanting, at some point, once things are pretty clear inside of you, you're going to notice that it's reverberating into your aura. And it's like a bell. You're starting to vibrate. And you're basically beginning to attune yourself. You can also call it atoning, becoming at one mind. You're attuning yourself to this vibration, which is the word for peace. We have similar words in Sanskrit and in Hebrew and Aramaic, which is all shalom, salam, shanti. We have these in these older languages, and that basically cause us to be like your particles are beginning to vibrate correctly and more beautifully. You know, think of yourself like a crystal. It begins to rearrange itself, which will cause proper electromagnetic currents running and then proper functioning of organs. And also properly your soul frequencies move through you in order to manifest the proper life around you. Okay, so we're pretty much at the end here. If there isn't any more questions, I would like to, you're going to get a practice sheet, and I'm going to be loading this up, like I said, 2 to 3 hours after class. Just take a break right now, or whatever you need to do, go to sleep, whatever what time zone you are. One thing I'd like to pay attention to is that towards the one was the prayer, towards the one, return towards the oneness. So we come out of fragmentation into the oneness, and in Arabic it's called Bismillah, it's towards the one. And so we can say Bismillah, and that's in your sheet. When you start doing any zikr, like the salam or anything, you are confirming that. There's a sort of a, you're pulling all of yourself to your subconscious, your unconscious mind. You tell everything, okay, what we're doing right now is to move towards the one. So it, everything goes in line, you know, everything just listens, and then you do salam, bismillah, and then salam, bismillah, ya shafi, ya kafi, whatever, astaghfirullah. So I have, Mariana has a question or comment. Hi, Mariana. I got you unmuted.
Good morning, Aratima. Thank you. It's absolutely wonderful. It's just so the depth is just profound. I'm so grateful. I have two questions. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. The first question is, when you were talking about the heavenly light, that the heavenly spiritual light that comes down and it comes down and it goes clockwise, and then so I can visualize that, and then we have the earthly energies that come up from Mother Earth, and they're going counterclockwise. That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And yep. So my visualization, what I'm seeing is that when those two points meet, I'm just feeling, intuiting, seeing that these two points meet, and then wherever we're directing that light, or wherever the divine wants that light to go, that's sort of like the zikr point as well. Like that is, and yeah. Then you were just talking about the
correct.
Light is amplifying out, and I can just, like with the chanting, you know, like I've got a sore right knee as well. It's been, and so at that point, you can see it, that it's just amplifying out, of just coming out, because that's where the divine wants that energy to go. But the two simultaneously, one is clockwise, one is anti-clockwise, it's like a zero point.
Yes, that's correct. That's correct. That's perfectly described. In essence, each one of us is a zikr. We are a song of God projecting into manifestation.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, we're all zero points. Yes.
Songstresses and poetesses, and healers.
Thanks for sharing that. No, that's wonderful. That's exactly right.
One more question, please.
Yes, there was another one. Mm-hmm.
Yes, it's my question about was the Vedas more ancient than Sufism, and you said Sufism was more ancient. If you know, and what you described in the latter part of the course, where everything we're learning is from Ayurveda, and they say that Ayurveda is the mother of all of ancient knowledge and all healing. What would we call? What are we calling the Sufism healing? Well, is there a word for it? Is there?
It's called Sufi healing. Sufi healing. I mean, because Sufi means blanket wearers, you know, like they had blinkers. It also indicates about the wool, that we are like a thread in the hands of God, you know, that is basically fashioning us into something. So it is, it's shamanic. It's very, very old. When you think of the Vedas, and they're very, very old as well, but that's where, think of where, and, you know, and there might be people who are fighting about it, you know, like, oh, this is older and this is this. Especially if you have Sufis that are religiously identified, they might just say, well, Vedas was longer and then Muhammad came later. And that's all good, because that's just another story around it, which is it's just a, like a tool again that can be used as a tool. But I'm going way more raw here. I'm going to the fact that as we can chant before we can have a frontal lobe and a developed 3D brain. And so humans were already dancing and chanting and have intense ecstatic experiences with the universe before we can write down Sanskrit letters. Do you see what I'm saying?
Yes, so Sufism is more primal.
It's primal. Yeah, it's much more primal. It is beyond, it's before duality comes.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's pure heart where the Vedas are the absolute, they are the heavenly celestial path. You see what I'm saying? We are working with mind, and of course devotion has to be in it and then translate it into, I don't know. Yes, there's a question that goes with that. Karina is saying, is Zikr and mantra the same? No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Because mantra means to deliver from the mind, where mm-hmm. Zikr is not, doesn't care about the mind. It wants you to be ecstatically loving your source. Mm-hmm. It's very different, and it feels very different. It's more mm-hmm. physical. Although mantras, they exist. Mantras are physical, and you know this whole thing. I could talk a lot about it, and it will just cause a lot of unnecessary thinking because it's not really important.
Beautiful. I'm so grateful. I mean, I can feel the difference between the mantra and the zikr. Like sometimes when I'm beside myself, you know, for whatever reason, I found that the mantra is too hard. It was too linear. And yeah. I've got to the zikr because it's like I've crooned myself. It's like a lullaby.
Yeah. The fire comes differently as well. The zikr will bring, because it's in the heart realm, it will bring a little bit more coolness, although you can have heat as well and fire, but where the mantra will, there's only one mantra that brings coolness. Most of them will always involve Shakti right away, Kundalini.
Mm-hmm.
Where the zikr doesn't care about Kundalini because it's a different path. You see what I'm saying? It's a horizontal path where the Vedas are more of a vertical path.
Okay, beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. All right. A lot of stuff here that might be completely new and to the new people. and Karina says, yes, the zikr is much more peaceful and calming. It is much more peaceful and calming. So it's good. I love that you experience it directly for yourself, and you might use both. You might just find one is more for you than the other. But thanks for sharing the healings today and also your questions. And I'm going to actually close with an Arabic Sufi prayer, which is brings you again towards the one, which is أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. Thank you. God bless you all. Take a deep breath. Come into your own space. Know that you're always who you are and that you're in essence divinity itself, and allow your whole life to be suffused with that. And then we see each other again for the next meeting, which is probably in about 2 weeks. And have a wonderful time. Thank you.
The moderator has left the conference.